Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on February 22nd, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful and a very tasty place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. Drying out a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day today, and I guess we're going to have a few days of sun. Isn't that amazing?
Is the sun actually going to come out?
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor, because we have another storm coming in this weekend that I saw this morning on the news. One of the weather people said it's going to pour again.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're not out of it yet. I mean, this is a pattern. We haven't seen, they say, I mean, I haven't seen it certainly since the mid-90s at least. And it's pretty, it's not going away. I mean, you know, I lived in Hermosa. My children, my son especially, was in the Little League. And, you know, we normally would start around the beginning of, I think, March, and we still got rained out some years, so we're not done yet, you know.
I saw the video from what's happening up in San Jose. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, the flooding. Yeah.
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 It's really bad.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Yeah. So. Anyway, yeah, hopefully we'll have a couple of days, as I said, to dry out. I just want to mention our show last Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, we did our first live on location podcast from the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
Right.
And it was good. It was good. We had the audio is, you know, on our regular links, right? So if you just want to go and listen to it, you can go and listen to it. But we also did Facebook Live. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Facebook Live.
Yeah, we did Facebook Live, and people really seem to be enjoying that, the video aspect of it, where you can see what's happening instead of just listening to what's happening. And we're going to be doing more of those, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of those. And Jackie, I have to say, I'm so thankful. Mark Lips, the new president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, was with us. It's fitting that he should be you know, our first kind of official stepping out as a Facebook Live team. And he did great. And I think people really get a sense of who Mark Lipps is and his vision for the chamber and so forth. So that's the beauty of doing these live events the way we do it. It's not done on a cell phone. It's done with computer software, and we have a really professional audio setup. So the sound was great. Don't you agree?
Oh, the sound was fantastic. Facebook Live, you know, you still get a little bit of that buffering, but
right.
Overall, I was very, very happy with it. As a matter of fact, it's not confirmed yet, but I think we're going to be doing this show live next Wednesday at the Redondo Beach Chamber. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but we're working on that. So yeah.
Right.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about this. I'm very excited about this.
I agree. And you know what, Jackie, it all comes together sometimes. And we've been working on this podcast for well over 5 years. And, you know, both of us have had our challenges with the podcast. It's quite a commitment and so forth. But now it does seem to be coming together. And it's not just the Facebook Lives with the chambers. It's the potential to do this with businesses, restaurants, bars, restaurants. And this concept of a cash mob, Jackie, is so exciting. The idea that you can designate a local business, and then the community can go and support that business. This is exciting to me and is worthy of even a Facebook Live treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I love this idea. Jackie, do we have some people that know about cash mobs that we can talk to?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of returning guests this morning, Joy Corradetti from Mystical Joy and Bernard Ibarra from Abbas Kitchen, which are both located on the International Boardwalk in the Redondo Marina. Joy Corradetti has been a resident of Redondo Beach for over 25 years and was an employee of both Boeing and Raytheon when she was laid off during the recent recession. It was then she opened Mystical Joy. That was 6 years ago. This distinctive gift shop brings mystical, magical, spiritual, and whimsical flavor to the International Boardwalk. They offer items such as crystals, jewelry, candles, incense, stained glass, statuary, and have a large selection of wind chimes. Mystical Joy offers classes in astrology, tarot, dream interpretation, feng shui, and meditation. Joy is also an ordained minister and facilitates weddings. She received her bachelor's and master's degree at Cal State University, Dominguez Hills. She's a member of the Redondo Beach Chamber and looks forward to growing her business for years to come, along with the revitalization of the waterfront. Now, Chef Bernard, the correct pronunciation is Benyat, was born and raised in the Basque Country. He began his culinary career under the direction of Chef Arambide at the Michelin-starred Hotel Les Pyrenees, while simultaneously attending culinary school. He left Europe at 22 to further his knowledge of international cuisine. His first stop was Canada, where he worked in various positions for Four Seasons Hotels in Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, Seattle, and then Houston, where he was promoted to executive chef of the property before moving to Asia to open the first two properties in Tokyo and Singapore. And he also served as the executive chef of the Shangri-La Resort Singapore. Now, in 1997, he became the executive chef of the prestigious Mandarin Oriental Hong Kong, where one of the highlights of his career was hosting the British government dinner during the handover of Hong Kong back to China. Following that, he moved to Las Vegas to lead the culinary program at the Mirage Resort and Casino for Steve Wynn, and after 11 years there, was given the opportunity to take on a new challenge of planning and opening the multi-billion five-star, five-diamond Aria Resort and Casino in 2009. In 2013, he was offered the position at Terranea, where he works currently, and has elevated the resort's food and beverage program with the establishment of a local produce farm, beehives, and sea salt farm. Abbas Kitchen is his family restaurant, a place to showcase his multi-generational home recipes, as well as develop craft items, including homemade yogurt and cheeses. Now, Abbas Kitchen and Mystical Joy will be the first local businesses to kick off a cash mob on Friday, March 24th. Now, what is a cash mob? A cash mob is a group of people who assemble at a local business to make purchases. The cash mobs are promoted by everyone and encourage fans to visit a particular business on a specific day and time. People are invited to participate through everyone making multiple purchases at the same time, greatly helping to support local business. Joy, Bernard, welcome back to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Very, very much.
Thank you, both of you. What a legacy. We talk about, you know, legacy in this show, and you know, every local community has something of a legacy. But we really, both of you have some special legacies. I'm going to start with you, Joy. When you talk about 6 years and the number of people that come in and out of your shop and the number of people that then bring friends, relatives, it's really amazing. To coin a phrase, what a joy it must be.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that this last week. I thought of the thousands of people that have entered my store and, you know, people that come to Mystical Joy are impressed with the ambiance because it's very peaceful, it's very serene, it's very twinkly and sparkly and magical, and especially children just lure their parents into my shop. And it's really wonderful to present this to the community, which is, you know, my love and my passion, as you mentioned before. So it's a really nice thing to be able to share with my fellow people in the South Bay.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people think of things like candles, incense, crystals, dream interpretation, feng shui, give us a sense of first, how did you establish the concept for the store? And then how were you first introduced to these concepts like feng shui?
Well, it's interesting. I've been, you know, I got interested in these topics way when I was back in high school, and I did it as a hobby. And it's been years since I've been in high school, obviously, but, you know, it was always something that I studied, that, you know, I was avaricious about getting as much information as I could. And it was when I was looking to do a business after aerospace, I thought, what would be an interesting concept to promote to the community, you know, on the Redondo Pier that hasn't been done? And I thought the crystals and the gemstones and, you know, just even the topics that I represent, I thought that it would be a really nice environment for the community to have, you know, the candle shop and, you know, people coming in and asking me about metaphysics and spirituality. And I thought that it would be, you know, a wonderful thing to give to the community. And I've gotten really terrific response, actually.
Right. Wow. It's it goes without saying, Chef Benyat, that I love a Basque kitchen. I love a Basque kitchen. And your new, the chef, Michael Mazzotta, is just, he's an artist. And it's a joy to eat there. Tell us a little bit about your career, and your bio is amazing, Chef Benyat. But tell us about the joy of opening a small restaurant in a community like the Redondo Beach International Boardwalk.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was actually a way of really being part of the communities. In all the places I've worked, it's like I was waiting for the next bus, if you will, because I knew it would be temporary. Although I really enjoyed and immersed myself, here is different. It's literally we drop the anchor in the South Bay, and we thought with Jessica, we thought you know, we got to be we have to be more than people who live here. We have to be part of the community. We have to share with them who we are. And what a nice way to open a restaurant. And for me to also, it was a dream of many, many, many years, but I never knew where I was going to do that. And when I saw Redondo Beach and that location right next to the fishing boat, I said, this is like being home. And so we decided to open, and it's just fun. It's like I'm alive, totally.
The Basque region is a coastal region. There is something fundamental across every country you can name, whether it's France or Italy or Spain or any of the coastal. Greece, the people that live on the water, there's a joy and a special sort of relationship with food and boats and water and fish. And it's just, there's something very fundamental there. Tell us a little bit about a Basque kitchen, the cuisine. How would you describe it?
It's a lot of what's on the menu is based on what the sea provides us with. And, you know, sometimes and often fishermen comes, you know, they come back to the harbor and say, oh, you know, have this and that. And would you like sardines? Would you like some tuna? So it's really like being back home. There is that very tight relationship with the fishermen and with the sea. We look at the sea every day. And it's like we do back home. And our day really is linked to the weather. Like a fisherman doesn't go out when it's really, really stormy. And the same happened to us with the business. You know, when it gets very stormy, we feel the impact. And so we are like, we're first seat, front seat with Mother Nature. It's like a communion, really. It's so lively. Yeah.
It is lively, and yet there's been, as we've been talking, as Jackie and I talked at the beginning of the show, there's been a lot of rain here in California over the last several weeks, a month and a half. It's been extremely, extremely welcomed because we've been in a severe drought for, I want to say, 5 years. But it's also had a huge impact on local businesses, certainly restaurants. And I have my partner in our microgreens business. He's a landscape designer, landscape architect, and it's really affected his business. Joy, tell us a little bit about a cash mob. How did that idea come up?
Well, that is really connected with the city council, and we were asked if we wanted to participate, and of course we were really excited about that. And apparently it's an idea that came from them to, you know, bring crowds to the local businesses, and I'm really quite privileged and very happy that they've chosen, you know, my shop Mystical Joy as well as the Basque Kitchen to launch this particular project. It's based on the idea that, you know, when there's so many people inside of a store, it generates more interest to bring more, you know, other people walking by, for example. And I know that is true, you know, being a business owner, whenever there's a lot of people in the store, it seems like a magnet to bring even more people into the shop. So I'm very excited about this happening on the 24th of March and for this kickoff.
So is it the intention? Are you saying that it's the intention of the Redondo Beach City Council to continue cash mobs throughout the city continuously, more or less?
From what I understand, that is the intent. And we are, you know, Bernard and I are the kickoff, which is really wonderful. I mean, they really want to support the stores, you know, on the Redondo Beach Pier and on the International Boardwalk. to bring,
right.
you know, the local people down. So, yeah, that is from what I understand their intent. So, yeah, this is going to
wow.
be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I want to direct people to cash-mobs.com, cash-mobs.com. I cannot vouch for that website or anyone connected to it, but they have some interesting content there, including cash mob rules. And I thought it would be nice to read some rules, and then we'll discuss them and how they're going to play out here in Redondo. Number one, the business owner must approve the cash mob before the mob is announced. Number two, the business must be locally owned and independently operated, no chains. Number three, the business must have products that cost less than $20 for both men and women. Four, the business owner must give back to the community in some way. Five, the cash mob date, time, and meeting location must be announced at least a week in advance. Six, suggest that mobbers spend at least $20 each. Seven, the cash mob should occur during the evening, on a weekday, or on a weekend and coordinated with the business owner. Mobbers, number eight, mobbers will be encouraged to post to social media, tagging the business and using the suggested hashtags, hashtag cash mob, hashtag whatever the city name is. And number nine, ride sharing services should be encouraged, and parking or public transportation must be available. And, you know, very common sense, be courteous to the business owner and staff. Again, spend at least $20 each. Meet three people you didn't know before and take lots and lots of pictures. And it's very simple. It requires very little organization. The tools are, you know, in everyone's hands. They're free. Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever. I love this idea. Chef Benyat, have you ever heard of something like this before, or is this something that's done in the Basque Country all the time?
Well, not at all. Just love there. No, it's the first time. I think it's also a way for the Chamber to support us and to give us a vote of confidence, too. They know they have great product. And not many people know about the Boardwalk, and I think it's going to be very successful for a lot of people.
I agree. Jackie, have you heard of any other events like this being done? I know, you know, our friend Heidi Butzin, who runs Localista Media, she's done a lot of events for small businesses, but do they even do things like this?
You know, not that I am aware of. I've heard of flash mobs, but this is my first time hearing about a cash mob. Yeah, what Joy was saying, it makes a lot of sense. When you're walking along and you see a whole bunch of people and outside of a particular business, you're like, huh, what's going on? Sort of like a ribbon cutting, you know, or a grand opening or something. It gets attention. People are drawn to it. So now this sounds, from what you're saying from this website, this is like a worldwide phenomenon. It's a worldwide phenomenon. It's like you could do this. Like if you're into this, you could just go to that website, I guess, and see where the cash mobs are happening this weekend, you know?
Right. I think that's kind of their intent. They seem to be an organization. I think they began in Cleveland, and they actually have yourself cash mob packages. They sell logo. They have a logo and so forth, and then they sell these stand-up displays and so forth, but you don't need those. I mean, you can put those together yourself, but it's nice to know that there's a company out there that's focused on that. Again, that's cash-mobs.com, cash-mobs.com.
Now, I don't even know if this event that's going to occur here on March 24th, I don't even know if this related, if it's associated with that website. I mean, it could be, you know, a completely different thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's related, but, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, whosever idea it was to bring to Redondo Beach, and especially to bring to the International Boardwalk, I mean, we're so grateful because I think it's going to be a wonderful event, and it's a great tool for us to use to bring more awareness to the International Boardwalk.
Right.
I know we mentioned this before, but there are many people that even walk into my store after 6 years that are local and say, "Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that you were down here." You know, or
right.
So this is a really good awareness to bring people to my store and also to the beautiful Bass Kitchen, you know, because we are part of the community, and it's great to have awareness down at the International Boardwalk.
I have to tell you a funny story. Couple of weeks ago, I was meeting Gloria down at the International Boardwalk, and so I had sent her the information, you know, where we're going to meet, what time, whatever, and I had just arrived, and she's like, "Where am I going?" And I said, "You're going down, you know where Nodge's is, you know where Artenna's," and she's not familiar with any of those places, so I literally had to meet her up in the parking structure and walk down with her, because she didn't even know it was there. She'd never been there, and she's lived here her whole life.
Jackie, I've had people who actually said, "Well, this is an interesting place. Oh, Captain Kidd's. Yes, of course I know that. But what's over there? Those are just boats." No. If you keep walking, you'll see they're not just boats. There's businesses down there, restaurants, including, I have to tell you, Chef Benyat, Thursday night, at a Bass Kitchen, is that paella day?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
It's Thursday. And we have a different
Thursday
paella
night.
Every Thursday.
And I God forgive me, you don't want to pray for rain, but, you know, on a Thursdays when it's paella day, you can go down there and eat all the paella. You can. And it's just so good. I mean, oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I have to bring it up because I was down at a Bass Kitchen a couple of weeks ago for on a Thursday night, Joe, on a Thursday night, and I was doing a sampling of the menu, and oh, my goodness. You know, the food is amazing. It's just amazing. And, did you see, I wrote up an article on it. And
it's a great article.
Thank you. But you know what? When you asked Chef Benyat how he would describe the Basque cuisine, seriously, I refer to it as the soul food of Europe.
Yeah. Is there a Chef Benyat, do you find that when people refer to, I mean, you actually worked at one of these classic restaurants, the Le Hotel Pyrenees. That hotel is like in history books. But
yes, it
is. Do you like hotels that are in history books, or do you prefer cooking a more, you know, family-oriented type food?
Well, I think throughout the career, I worked in every category of restaurants and or hotel, from very traditional to contemporary. And it's funny because toward the end of my career now, I tend to go back to my roots more. I do incorporate a lot of, Basque items wherever I am. And I don't know, I feel very comfortable now cooking what I learned from my mom, really. And it's a very simple cuisine. You're talking about soul cooking, but it is exactly that. Like, you don't need a recipe book. You just let your soul guide you. And for me, that's what it is right now. It's just naturally making a dish that reminds me through the techniques and gesture of where I grew up. And it's, culturally speaking, it means a lot. And it's sound, and, you know, again, you don't necessarily need a recipe book to create a recipe. It just you just look at the ocean, you see, you picture a fish, and you just make something out of it that your mom, your grandparents made. And you made maybe some modification, but the soul of the dish is really authentic and genuine.
Joe.
Sometimes people tell me, well, you know, it's not supposed to be like that. I say, I hear my mom's phone number. I just call her.
Joe, seriously, Chef Bernat, okay, he's done it all. All right, he has done it all. I mean, he's in the top of his class and his. In his industry, all right? He can do anything he wants, you know? I mean, he can do anything he wants, and quite frankly, it sounds to me like he's got the best of both worlds because he's in charge of all the stuff at Terranea, right? So he's doing that, and then he has his own personal, what would you call it?
Boutique.
I'm not thinking boutique, but it's like his own personal passion project. So he's got the best of both worlds. I mean, as I said, he's done it. He's proven himself over and over again. Yeah, he's still proving himself. You know, he's at the top of his game.
Right.
But he has the option to do a passion project like this. If we could all be so lucky, right?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the main things that I've been focused on for the last couple of months. As you know, Jackie, I was I left a position at a large internet company that I'd been working at for 6 years in mid-December, and I've started a new business as an urban farmer, and I've never been happier, and the work is hard. I mean, the work is physically hard and also just, you know, mentally challenging, but I've never been happier, and it's wonderful to have that, and everyone should have that. Do what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life, right? Joy,
I was just going to ask Joy that, because it's kind of – a similar situation, right, Joy?
It's a very similar situation. I've always enjoyed, you know, making things, and I do make a lot of my jewelry as well, and the gemstones and some wind chimes and things like that. So I do make a lot of things in my store, but also on the other part of my store, as I mentioned, I do have services and products. So I do have the gifts, but I also, do astrology. I do astrology charts and natal charts. And a lot of businesses come to me to come up with a really good name for them, especially using numerology. People come to me and ask for their wedding planning, what's the best day for them astrologically. So I enjoy, it is my passion. I enjoy, unlocking the clues of what is the correct, you know, formula for them, as well as people, you know, walking down the boardwalk and saying, oh, let's get our tarot cards read. And I also have a few girls working for me that also do readings, and it's really fun. I mean, let's face it, every boardwalk likes to have a store like this where it's quite eclectic, like, oh, let's do this, or let's get our cards read, and it's really a lot of fun, and it is a passion of mine. You know, because I enjoy, I enjoy seeing people's faces light up when you tell them something positive, and we are very, very positive. and, you know, encouraging them to keep going, or maybe another avenue they should take. So, yes, it is a passion. It is a delight, and I look forward to going to my store every day.
Now, Joy, we're going to do a station break. I'm going to invite people to call in if people are listening live. And then also I'd like to start talking about this cash mob and get those date and make sure people know that they can join in and talk more about how the city, maybe even the chamber can organize this. So it's a rotating event, and that happens all over the city. This would be very exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking cash mobs currently in Redondo, but potentially all throughout the South Bay. What is a cash mob? Well, you can find out more about that at cash-mobs.com. We don't endorse that website necessarily, but they do have some excellent information about cash mobs. And we'd love to have your comment or question, either about astrology or tarot reading or dream interpretation or paella. If you have an opinion about paella, we'd love to hear it. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. So, Joy, give us those dates again, and what have they told you about other cash mobs that are coming?
Well, they haven't really mentioned, you know, specifically other dates for other stores. Again, this is put on by the Chamber of Commerce. But I'm excited to be part of it. We're the kickoff, Bernard and I.
Mm.
So it's quite exciting. And the date actually is March 24th. It's a Friday evening. So anyway, we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be a wonderful event.
March.
And I'm sure at my store I'll have some specials, and I'll have a few different readers there. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
March 24th, a Friday. There's plenty of time to promote it. So, my goodness, I hope you guys have a crazy turnout. And it's just crazy. You might need help, Joy.
Well, I'm counting on it, Bob. I truly am. And Bernard's store is about, or the Bass Kitchen is about six doors down from me, six or seven doors down. So we're close enough to have the people hopscotch back and forth.
Right.
Well,
and that is so good.
I imagine that it will flow over to the other businesses on the international boardwalk. You know, they'll go from Mystical Joy to a Bass Kitchen, and there's places in between. You got a King Harbor Tap Room down there, right? You've got the Slip down there. You've got Nodges. You've got R10. There's a bunch of businesses down there. There's that nifty little spy shop down there. So there's a bunch of businesses there. So it will flow over. It will flow over to other businesses, which is always good, right?
Yes, I'm right next door to the ice cream shop, and many times people, you know, when they're waiting, they'll stop and get some ice cream, you know. So it's really a lovely environment, and anytime we can bring attention to the International Boardwalk, it's really a great.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this so much. And, of course, Jackie and I do this kind of announcing and publicity for businesses on a regular basis. So the idea that a cash mob is being formed and has a destination, it's March 24th, Friday, and now people can really get organized and have their friends and everybody show up at the same time. It's going to be exciting. That's what's fun about this.
Yes, I'm going to offer like 10% store-wide off on everything. You know, I think it's really going to be great. People come in for sales. And, of course, I already have some sales on the floor, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I've got some great gifts, you know, and also, like I say, we do readings as well. But there's statuary,
right.
And there's wind chimes and crystals and jewelry. So there's a lot of stuff that people can browse through and take home their treasures.
Right. And as we talked earlier, Chef, this is an opportunity for people to get to know a Basque kitchen that maybe didn't even know it existed. And so are you planning something special for the 24th of March, Chef?
Well, we have a special. We are so grateful to have our new chef partner, Michael Mazzotta, and along with Jessica. Something brewing there, literally, not because we're next to King Harbor Brewery, but it's true that we come up with some great special, and really depending on also what he brings us, you know. So it's we'll see what the weather is like in March and how the seas are like, and then we will certainly have something special that day.
Right, yeah. Right, exciting. So now we are at this back end of the show, and we want to just talk about what you're planning, Joy, for the future. There's a lot of changes coming to the boardwalk or the whole harbor, you know, hopefully, as far as Jackie and I are concerned, hopefully there will be changes coming to the harbor.
Well, I'd like to first put out there, please, that no on sea is really paramount for us, because we're looking forward to the revitalization of the boardwalk and the pier. So I just want to say to the listeners to please vote no on Measure C on the March ballot. That's the first Tuesday of March. Anyway, I am personally very much looking forward to the revitalization of the boardwalk and, you know, the pier area, the waterfront area. I think that many people, as Jackie had mentioned before, don't even know where it is and don't go down there because it is a little dilapidated, and we do need help in cleaning it up. And I think that the new waterfront is going to be absolutely spectacular. You know, for the people of the community as well as the people for Los Angeles to see our beautiful city and to see it, you know, beautifully revitalized. And I'm so totally for the CenterCal project and to make Redondo beautiful. I mean, right now we do have a crumbling environment down there. So I am looking forward to the revitalization of the boardwalk and the pier, you know, and the businesses support it. I mean, I'm very much in support for the waterfront revitalization. So I just want to throw that out there to our listeners to please vote no on Measure C.
Amen, sister.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's something that we all want to see. We want to see a great harbor that is enjoyable for everyone, including the businesses that make their living down there, and the International Boardwalk, as unique and kind of edgy as it is, it just needs to be redone. There's no question about that.
I would like to say one more thing in that area.
Sure.
I have been told a number of times that the hotels there, you know, right on the corner of Harbor and Barrel, they're all sending the people, you know, the customers or the clientele that come in, they go, well, where should we go? And they direct their community, they direct them to Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach. Well, that's wonderful for Hermosa and Manhattan, but we need to keep some of these people here in Redondo Beach. So they're directing them elsewhere because they say it's, you know, it's more beautiful, it's revitalized. So that's why Redondo Beach really needs to step up to keep the dollars here in our town, in our city. And, you know, it's really important to create an ambiance and an environment that people want to spend their money and enjoy our beautiful, beautiful waterfront and community. And I do think that this is revitalizing our area. And, you know, people have said it's going to be a mall. Well, that's really ludicrous because it's only 20% retail. So it's, you know, it's just the naysayers, you know, spewing propaganda. This is really going to help our city. And it will help the businesses, and I'm so for it. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to express that.
I wonder, Joy, if you had any opinion about it, and I guess you do.
You know, I'm passionate about it. Yes.
You know, Joy, I'm right there with you on this. I am a big proponent of this project. It so needs to be done. But you know what I'm most excited about? You know, if I want to, I refer to it as a lifestyle center. All right. It's not a mall. A mall, Del Amo is a mall. All right. It's not a mall. It's a lifestyle center. It's outdoors. It's on the harbor. So it's a completely different, you know, I think it's closer to something like Pike's Market in Seattle or the other place up in San Francisco. But what I'm most excited about this is that it's here in our neck of the woods. You know, I would love to go to other places in LA that offer this sort of thing, but I have to drive there and I have to park, deal with parking. The best part about it for us, for the residents, for the South Bay residents, is we don't have to drive there. We can walk there. We can ride our bikes there. We're not going to have to deal with traffic and parking. You know,
yes, I mean,
so
there's going to be great.
Yeah,
there's going to be great seating out there and fountains to, you know, have a latte and watch the sunset. As it is now, there's really no place to sit and relax. I mean, there's very few benches down there even to see the waterfront. The waterfront as it is, and I tell people right now we have oceanfront parking. Now, who needs oceanfront parking? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be beautiful for the community to stroll down there. It's going to be cleaned up. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And you're right, it is not a mall. I just think that was the negative propaganda to get people to vote against it. So, again, it's like no on C is what we're looking for. Just say no.
Just say no.
We were able to drag an opinion out of Joy, despite her best efforts. And of course, we have Bobby Christian. Bobby, are you with us?
I sure am. It's great to be on today.
Absolutely fantastic, Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. And we were talking everything from feng shui to dream interpretation to paella on Thursdays. Thursdays at a Bass Kitchen, it's paella day. Don't ever, ever miss it. But there's other stuff going on in Redondo Beach, isn't there, Bobby?
There is. If you live in Redondo, there's so much you're going to be doing this week. Just to get started with today, there's a mixer at Joe's Crab Shack. I've been talking about it for a few weeks now. It's a mixer, so it's 5:30. It's an afternoon mixer, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also tonight, just to give a special shout-out to Goodwill Celebrate the Power of Work Awards Dinner. That's actually taking place in Long Beach. I just wanted to give a bit of a heads up if you're interested in supporting the Goodwill industry. It's an inspiring awards dinner that recognizes individuals in Southern California whose lives have been changed through Goodwill's jobs program. So that's, I think, a really cool program that they have. And so I just want to throw some support their way. Then, of course, the State of the City is this Friday. It's an early morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I will not be there. My babysitter does not want to wake up that early. However, you can be there. There are still tickets available, especially with everything that's about to happen in March. This is a great time to go to the State of the City. Real quick, just a special shout-out to a ribbon cutting we're doing at Pump Fitness. Pump Fitness ribbon cutting is going to be Thursday, so tomorrow at 5 p.m. And that's what's going on in Redondo this week.
All right.
And if you guys don't mind, can I say one thing real quick?
Please.
I checked out you guys' show last Friday. I was a little upset that it was another chamber show. I'm not gonna lie. I thought we had something special between us. But that was such a fantastic show. I was riveted the entire time. I loved everything you guys talked about. I loved. I forgot the guy's name. The chamber CEO. Mark Lips. I loved everything about it. We've got to go live, guys. I was so excited by everything I saw. It was just great job. Great job.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. There's something about video, live video, that really informs and kind of adds sort of juice, if you will, excitement. And Jackie, I have to say, you know, we talked a little bit about the show and the numbers. You had told me some numbers, and I think your numbers are old, Jackie, because what I see on the South Bay Show Facebook page is 1,000 engagements, 600 minutes view. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. 1,091 people reached, 488 video views, 57 reactions, comments, and shares, like likes and loves and wow and stuff like that. People like video. Thank you, Bobby.
Yes, they do. And Bobby, we're trying, we mentioned it earlier in the program at the top of the hour, we may be doing a live podcast from the Redondo Beach Chamber next Wednesday, possibly.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so we're trying to set that up with Marna. You know, I've been back and forth with Mara about it. So we're trying to set that up, and it's going to be a big show. We're going to have Fred Bruning from Senecal as a guest, and Steve Deals to talk about the waterfront project. So that would be fantastic if we could do the whole Facebook Live thing with that too. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
That's very exciting. Well, I will be eager to attend that if that happens next week.
All right.
Thank you so much, Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. And, you know, Chef Bagnat, we've talked about the coming changes in the harbor. We've talked about the cash mob. But also, though, as it is, the International Boardwalk has a charm that is absolutely unique. I'm both surprised and a little shocked that local hotels are sending people, you know, to Hermosa and Manhattan without talking about how unique and kind of fun the International Boardwalk is.
Actually, we've been customer that actually are being sent by those hotels. So there is a change. It's very positive for us. And it's nice to see that more and more those hotels are starting to support the business on the boardwalk. So, yeah. Some even have already booked. We have a party on March 5th. It's actually a tribute to the Basque boarding houses. That are part of the landscape of California, Idaho, Nevada. Anyway, we have a great menu there with beverage pairing. It's family style. It's great. And we have some people that have been sent for that from the hotel. So they're coming back to attend the dinner. So it is what we hadn't seen before.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And we're looking forward to that. Now, when is this event again, Chef Bagnat?
It's on March 5th, and actually we have, it's typical of Bakersfield and Chino and other places where Basque sheep herders were at the beginning of last century. The first sitting is at 5 p.m., the second is 7:30, and it's family style. It's great. I don't know if you've been to Bakersfield restaurant, Noriega's and Woodward and all that. It's so much food. It's beautiful. It's peasant food. So we will pay a tribute to that big piece of Basque history in the West on March 5th.
March 5th. All right. Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. March 5th.
I have it posted on my website. You can go there and get all the information.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. And Joy, we've had such a wonderful discussion about all the things that are happening, both the past and the future of the International Boardwalk and the harbor in general. What do you say to people who have said, well, I never knew it was down here? What do you say to them?
Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, Bob, but it happens more frequently than you know. It happens a few times a week. And to me, it's just mind-boggling. I mean, I've lived in the community coming up, you know, 29 years. And I mean, I've always lived, you know, in the South Redondo area. And I love the waterfront. I can't believe that people don't explore it. But I do say that when I go to the merchants' meetings and, you know, the meetings for the city, I'm always asking for more signage. Because many people, as you mentioned before, they walk on the top of, you know, the boardwalk area, and they don't even realize there's shops down there. So I've pleaded, right, saying, please, let's get some more signage down there. And they assure me that it's coming. But nonetheless, you know, for strangers and even for, you know, the community alike, it would be great to get more signage directing people down to help out those businesses down there. And as you mentioned at the start of the program, we've been very much impacted by the weather and the rain, especially because it's rained most of the weekends, and the weekends are our bread and butter, so to speak.
Right, right. And hopefully there's going to be a little break, but this pattern, this weather pattern we're in, is going to rain again in a couple of days, right, Jackie?
It's biblical.
This
rain is biblical, but I got to tell you, I've been enjoying it. I have my rain boots. I just keep them handy. I have my rain boots. I have my rain jacket. I'm out in it. I go out. I have these leopard print rain boots that I can go stomp in puddles in.
So I encourage people to come down to the waterfront, regardless, on the weekend especially, to support your local businesses. And it is fun. I mean, it's a very quaint area for certain.
Right, right. Well, we are looking forward to visiting both shops. Both the Mystical Joy on the 24th, a Friday of the 24th of March, and of course a Bass Kitchen. And then a Bass Kitchen is having a special event this coming March. Is it 5th or?
Yes, March 5th. Yes.
4th.
March 5th.
A Sunday, March 5th. Yes. It's wonderful, wonderful to talk with both of you. This is these are two of the signature businesses here in Redondo Beach that once you see them, once you experience them, you will want to share them with everyone that you know and anyone that might be coming to Redondo, because these are some of the best of Redondo has to offer, the best that Redondo has to offer. Joy Corradetti, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. This has really been awesome. I've totally enjoyed this experience. And I want to direct people to Facebook Mystical Joy, because I have a lot of events coming up as well. So Mystical Joy on Facebook.
They just type in Mystical Joy.
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic. And Chef Benyat, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for doing what you do, which is bringing some of the finest cuisines from around the world to Redondo Beach.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
It was wonderful.
Thank you. It's fantastic to highlight these two amazing businesses. And, of course, we're going to have more cash mobs in the future, and looking very, very much forward to that. It's a great concept. I think we're going to see a lot more of them, because it is really good for these local businesses. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And we have some exciting shows coming up tomorrow and Friday. I'm excited.
Yes, yes. Actually, we're going to have Doug Rodriguez on tomorrow as a guest.
Yes. Yes, a little political talk tomorrow. And then Friday, what are we doing Friday?
We are having an author on, Michael McCarroll. He wrote a book, Cracking the Code, How to Get Your Business into the
Seven Figures. Wow,
seven figures,
okay,
yes.
That's exciting. Yeah, love it, love it, love it. Well, as always, thank you, Jackie.
Again, always a pleasure.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.